Support for KNKX Connect comes from the Falconer family of Western Washington, supporters of a free, independent, and energetic press, who urge listeners to get involved in their local community and to support KNKX.
This is KNKX News. This week, we're bringing our reporting project, KNKX Connects, to Tacoma, where we've just opened a new headquarters downtown. There's a weekly farmers market right out our front door, and of course, KNKX's Dick Stein had to investigate, and he invited food commentator Nancy Leeson along for a mouth-watering walk through our new neighborhood.
Well, Nancy, I can't believe that I have actually enticed you to the City of Destiny to check out the Thursday Tacoma Farmers Market.
I don't know how you handle farmers markets. One of the things that I always do before I buy is take a trip up and down the street.
Before you do anything.
Before I make a decision about who has what looks best, whether the price is right. That's always a smart move.
I might go to a market with something in mind that I'm looking for to see if they have it. But usually I'm just taking a walk and seeing what looks good and what I might do with it. I'm usually on my guard to not buy more than I can use before it will, you know, go bad, because then it's wasteful.
So here's something I've never seen at a farmer's market, fresh mozzarella.
This is just the classic fresh mozzarella, all handmade. This was made yesterday for today.
Mm. You also have my favorite thing in the world, burrata.
The burrata, it's really special. It's mozzarella, it's stuffed with buttercream and curds. What I do with my burrata, I like pasta. So I cook asparagus with oyster mushrooms, a little bit of garlic. I saute that about 75% done. So you slice your burrata, you pour it on top, the whole thing melts down. The butter and the cream creates a nice creamy sauce like Alfredo sauce. And the cheese starts to melt, you pour on top of pasta. That's the best thing ever.
This is cow's milk?
Pasteurized cow's milk.
Not too many water buffalo around here.
Yeah.
Hi, tell me something about ground cherries, which I've seen before but don't know how to use.
Yes, so ground cherry is in that same family of tomatoes and tomatillos where you have that husk, right? So it's a plant that grows into kind of a low but sprawling height, and when the fruit is ripe, it drops to the ground, quite literally. And then what you have is this tiny little husk-shaped fruit that's covered, and on the inside...
It looks like a cherry tomato.
It looks like a cherry tomato.
I want to
dine. Do you have them raw, or do you cook with them like a tomatillo?
You know, people have traditionally used them for preserves because they're very heavy in seeds, and so they thicken really nicely. But they are wonderful for fresh eating, and I've seen people dip them in a little bit of chocolate.
See, these are the kind of tips that you definitely don't get in the produce section.
I've never heard of this. So they're called ground cherries. Are they actually a fruit, or are they...
They are a fruit. They're also called Cape gooseberries. You'll find them called that. And then physalis.
Mm. Very unusual. It's actually sweet. Not sweet like a berry, but it doesn't taste anything like a tomato.
I hear everything from melon to cheese rind that people kind of... It's almost like you hand it to someone and it's Violet Beauregard after she's eaten the chewing gum when she wasn't supposed to. You get every kind of course of the meal through it, so it's awesome.
Nancy, I don't have any cash. Do these farmers markets normally take cards?
Where? Yes. Not only that, they also take the EBT cards, and we're walking right up here to the information booth. This is something that most people don't know. They think of farmers markets as being very expensive and not available to people who have to be more careful about what they're spending their money on. Let's talk to these folks here at the information booth about that. Hey, folks. Hi. We're from KNKX, and we wanted someone to talk to us a little bit about the fact that you can use your EBT cards here at the farmers market.
That's our Fresh Bucks program, and I actually use that program. It's pretty cool. So what I do is I come to the booth and I give them my EBT card, and they scan it, and I tell them how much I want off my card. So for instance, if I take $20 off my card, they'll give me $20 in our EBT tokens to spend at the market, and then they match us however much we take off our card with the Fresh Bucks, so we can get any fruits, vegetables, herbs, mushrooms, or plant starts from the market.
So, and is this statewide? This isn't just this market here in Tacoma?
Not every market participates, but every market can participate.
And should.
Yep. You're welcome.
Okay, so now we're in your favorite part, and my favorite part of the farmer's market, the part where you decide what you're going to eat right now.
Well, what are we going to eat right now? Wait a second, Nancy. That says Philly this, authentic Philly cheesesteaks.
Did you plant that guy there? Because you knew I'm from
there.
Philadelphia?
Yeah.
All right, let's go check it out.
Let's go check it out. What do you call someone from Philly?
A Philadelphian. You have to say it real fast. Not a Philadelphian. You have to say Philadelphian.
Philadelphian.
Look, they got a skinny and a fatty.
Yeah, you can get bacon. You can get extra cheese. You can get chips, soda, and water. But where's the whiz?
Hopefully there's no whiz. I don't buy into the whiz. But they do have what you really need, which was provolone.
This meat is all chopped up.
I never had a Philly cheesesteak in my life. This is what they do. You take the meat, you slice it thin, you chop, 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 and then throw some, so here he's putting some peppers on. Those are sweet peppers. In Philadelphia, they'd be pickled, the hot cherry peppers.
Specifically
cherry peppers. And there's some mushrooms on there, some onion, and then provolone. That is some delicious steak.
It is good.
That's not, you know, cheap Philly steak. That's something good. Oh, my God. All right, let's hold on to that for a bit.
Well, Nance, a fine day out at the farmer's market on Broadway in Tacoma.
It's so much like the days of yore when the marketplace was a place for people to meet and greet. And to me, that's almost as important as the other reasons why I'm shopping at a farmer's market.
Well, yeah, it's great if you run into some friends, especially if they say, hey, did you check out X, Y, or Z? Did you see those oysters? Whatever. And, you know, kind of share information back and forth and kind of report to your friends on what was really good or what they should try.
I know, and I'm always overhearing people say, excuse me, do you have any, and fill in the blank, and then the farmer will say, no, I'm sorry, I don't. And I want to say, hey, go down there too. And I think a lot of the farmers do that for one another. And one of the things I love that I see all the time is this bartering, this sort of sharing of goods among the people that work at farmers markets. Like someone will give someone a sandwich and in return they'll get a pint of berries. And it's the old school way of doing business on so many levels.
And you had a fabulous Philly cheesesteak. Did you enjoy it?
I did. I loved it, in fact.
With KNKX Food Talker, Nancy.
Without Wiz.
Leeson.
He's Dick.
On Broadway.
Stein.
The Broadway Farmers Market is open every Thursday from May through October. It is one of four markets in Tacoma.